This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. moves two British Islamic State members known as the Beatles from Syria. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Two British militants believed to have been part of an Islamic State group that beheaded hostages have been moved from a detention center in Syria into American custody. U.S. officials say the two, identified as El-Shafi El-Sheikh and Alexander Imam Kute, were taken out of Syria by U.S. military and law enforcement personnel. The custody exchange was made to ensure they did not escape in a security breakdown resulting from the Turkish incursion in northern Syria. El-Sheikh and Kute allegedly were part of the Islamic State cell nicknamed the Beatles by surviving captives because of their English accents. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For the first time, Joe Biden is calling for President Trump's impeachment. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Biden's been at the center of the latest controversy, where the president asked Ukraine's leader to do him a favor and investigate the former vice president and his son.
He's shooting holes in the Constitution.
By asking foreign powers to interfere in the 2020 race.
He's already convicted himself. In full view of the world and the American people.
The president responded within 15 minutes, tweeting, "It's pathetic to see Biden calling for impeachment," adding, "Joe's failing campaign gave him no other choice." Sagar Magani at the White House.
German federal prosecutors have assumed control of an investigation into the shooting deaths of two people in the city of Halle. The shootings occurred Wednesday near a synagogue and a Turkish kebab restaurant. The country's federal prosecutors handle cases involving possible terrorism and national security. A heavily armed man tried to enter the synagogue as about 80 people were inside observing Yom Kippur, one of the holiest days of the Jewish calendar. When he was unable to get inside, he shot a woman on the street and then a person inside the kebab shop. This is VOA News. California power company Pacific Gas and Electric is planning to shut off power to nearly 800,000 customers to prevent possible forest fires in parts of northern and central coastal California. PG&E confirmed it will proactively shut down power in those areas for up to 5 days for customers in 34 counties in California. The company is calling the intentional power cuts public safety power shutoffs. The PCPS will affect people's homes, as well as public services like traffic lights. Hospitals are using backup generators and likely will remain open along with emergency services. Cell phone companies have said most cell phones should work as long as they're charged already. The utility company is citing a forecast of dry, hot, and windy weather with high potential for fire risk. The projection showed peak winds forecasted for at least the next couple of days, and they could reach 96 to 112 kilometers per hour in the higher elevations. California has had a history of wildfires that have cost billions of dollars in damages, rebuilding and insurance claims. And at least one wildfire claimed 86 people, the lives of 86 people. The price of electricity jumped an alarming 320% in Zimbabwe Wednesday, as the country continues to spiral into the worst economic crisis in more than a decade. The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority, or ZERA, said it had approved the request by the National Power Company to increase the rate from 38 Zimbabwe cents per kilowatt hour to 162 Zimbabwe cents. The price hike was the second in 3 months. In August, ZERA approved the price hike of 400%. Authorities said that the hike was needed for the power company to be able to afford to maintain its equipment and buy fuel for its generators. The European Union's 2019 cybercrime report said that the number of online attacks is actually going down, but criminals are targeting more data and profits. The European Union's law enforcement agency developed the report that shows that ransomware remains the top cyber crime threat. Ransomware attacks block access to vital data and described as being targeted more profitable for the attackers and causing greater economic damage to private and public entities. The report, called the Internet Organized Crime Threat Assessment, cited the 2019 German Wiper ransomware as an example of the harm it can bring. That ransomware replaced the files of German companies, making them unrecoverable. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.